Good morning. The government has formally pardoned nine Catalan separatists who were convicted over a failed independence bid in 2017. The leaders were imprisoned after being found guilty of sedition in 2019. Three others were convicted of disobedience but not jailed at the time. The pardons have sparked controversy and tens of thousands protested against the decision earlier this month. But the government argues the move will help calm tensions over Catalonia. The semi-autonomous region's drive for independence almost 4 years ago plunged Spain into its biggest political crisis in 40 years. With this act, we want to open a new era of dialogue and reconciliation and end once and for all the divisions and confrontation, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said in a televised address to the nation yesterday. The prisoners' release may take several days, as pardons must first be signed by the king and published in the official gazette. The decision did not overturn the prisoners' ban on holding office and was conditional on them not committing any other crimes within a certain period of time, Sanchez said. He said the government did not require those pardoned to abandon their political ideas, underlying that they had been convicted for their actions and not their beliefs. A number of opposition parties said they intend to appeal against the pardons. The centre-right leader of the Madrid region, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, said the government's decision was a humiliation for Spain. Far from bringing harmony, it strengthened separatism and social division, she said. Police have arrested two men suspected of steering and navigating a migrant boat that capsized last week off the Canary Islands. Four bodies were recovered following the accident. Police have arrested the two skippers of the boat that arrived last Thursday off the coast of Lanzarote, a police statement said. Police said the two suspects have been identified by some of the 41 survivors of the accident as being responsible for steering and navigating the boat. The police statement added that they were being held on suspicion of encouraging illegal immigration and reckless homicide. Caixa Bank yesterday offered to reduce the number of job cuts by more than 1,300 from its initial plan of nearly 8,300 layoffs, as thousands of employees went on a one-day strike and staged protest rallies across the country. It was the second such labour action in Spain's banking sector in less than 3 weeks, after a one-day strike by BBVA employees marked the first stoppage involving a bank at national level in 30 years. Following its acquisition of Bankia, Caixa Bank said in April it was planning to cut 8,291 jobs, one of the largest such culls in Spanish history, to adapt to a client shift towards online banking. Yesterday, it offered to bring that number down to 6,950, whilst it also improved economic compensation for those who leave the bank. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.